Welcome to a new What's Up Welland with a favorite, been here before guest that we just haven't heard from in quite some time. With International Women's Day being celebrated globally on March 8th, I'm honored to acknowledge the day and speak with the city's municipal clerk, the one and only Tara Stevens. Rather than delve into any governance talk, or much governance talk, this is a look at her career, her choices, how she stands as an inspired and inspiring leader at the City of Welland. Without further delay, let's get to it with Tara. Returning to What's Up Welland, joining me today is a dear friend of the show, a City of Welland staffer who we have not yet had on this season, and I think it's even been a little while since she did join us last. Tara Stevens, City Clerk, is here to talk her experiences, what a City Clerk does, but especially in the lead up to International Women's Day, dive into what she has seen in her career as a woman in municipal government. Tara, thank you so much for sitting with me. I'm excited, naturally.
Yeah, thank you. I'm excited as well.
So, Tara, right out of the gate, I'm sure we have talked about this once upon a time in one of your previous episodes, but you are the City of Welland Clerk. What, at that high level, does a municipal clerk do?
Yeah. So city clerk, well, it's one of the oldest of the public servants in local government. That's along with the tax collector. So basically, the clerk keeps the record, the historical records for the city. So I maintain the council resolutions, decisions, and other proceedings of council. It support our committees of council, responsible for supporting, directing, and administrating the operations of council in accordance with government regulations, bylaws, and council established processes. We're statutory appointed through the Municipal Act, as well as we act as the chief election officer during municipal elections. We administer the code of conduct for members of council. We do freedom of information requests and other matters along with that. And then we also have some vital statistics sides, such as lottery licensing, marriage licenses, and burial permits, and other things with that as well.
So Tara, to dive into this world and to excel at it, as you have done, are doing, that doesn't happen overnight. There's a career path, there are decisions made. What was that path? How did you get from point A, where you started, whenever that was, once upon a time, and if I'm not mistaken, is it 18 years you've been with City of Welland?
Just over 17, yeah.
Where did you begin, and what was that path to get to now where you are 17 years later at the City of Welland, and even before City of Welland? Did you always want to be a municipal clerk? Like, just, I guess, as much as you want to share looking back before we start looking forward a bit.
Yeah. So, to be honest, in high school, I really struggled with determining what I wanted to do for my career.
Who doesn't?
So I went back. I actually stayed an extra year of high school just to ensure I stayed in school and kept with that process. So I actually ended up doing a little bit of administrative work for some teachers, and I really enjoyed that. So from there, I went to college for Office Administration Executive Program. And that program offered a co-op opportunity, which actually landed me here as a co-op student as a finance clerk in our finance division. So that was over a summer term. Then I had to go back to school after that and finish the for the diploma, had to finish the term for that. And then I was lucky enough, they were actually hiring for a receptionist when I graduated from high school, from college. So from there, I moved right into reception here at the City of Welland. I then took on a temporary position as a finance clerk because I had experience in doing that before. From there, I took on the games licensing and committee clerk position in our clerk's division. The 2014 election coordinator position was a one-year contract. From there, I was given the opportunity to be the acting deputy clerk, which then resulted in becoming the permanent deputy clerk. And then from there, I moved up to permanent city clerk. So it's been kind of a bunch of stepping stones leading up, but it's been great.
So I didn't realize that your entire municipal career was based in Welland. Mm-hmm. So I'm really glad we can go down that path. And it is a very Welland defined path.
Yeah.
As far as the choices made, clearly you were in the environment, you were seeing things, you were experiencing them, And then that's prompting the decisions you're going to make to go from one point to the next. What were you experiencing that kept compelling you to, I like this experience, I need to know more, or I need to grow more? Like, what, I guess, what was in the environment? What was in the water that just kept you here?
Yeah. So, well, Welland has always been near and dear to my heart. I always came this way for sports. My brother played hockey and lacrosse here in Welland, so we were always traveling this way from Dunnville to be here. So I really loved the community. And then when this opportunity came up, it just seemed perfect that it kind of moved me into Welland. Years ago, I moved to Welland. I wanted to be a resident of the city that I serve, as well as give back to the community. So that moving to Welland provided that opportunity. And here in the city, there was a number of leaders above me, which they were women, that really encouraged me, and they seen something in me, and they wanted me to move forward with things. I've always been ambitious. I've always asked for guidance on next step, additional education, you know, what mentoring opportunities are there, and there's lots here, and I've always had that. So I've always had great support from a lot of our leaders here at the city to continuously advance my professional development and strive for better. So,
all right, you just said my favorite words, professional development. What? So, okay, you touched on the college piece. You touched on that in your role now, or just in your role over the last short span of time. What does professional development look like recently? What does it look like into the future, just as far as how do you continue, if you've got that ambition, to keep growing and developing as a municipal clerk, as a city leader, administrator? Yeah. Is there a learning path, or is it a self-defined, self-propelled learning path?
Yeah, I think for me, it's more so just getting a good understanding. In the beginning, it was focusing on getting a good understanding of municipal governance, the government structure at a municipality. So back right away, after I came out of college, a lot of the colleagues and leaders I work with here encouraged me to take on some of the AMCTO courses. So I have my municipal administration program, my municipal accounting and finance program, Municipal Clerks Institute, I have that as well, municipal law program, employment law and human resources. I even actually went back to college and got my occupational health and safety certificate because I had an interest in health and safety as well. I do actually serve on our health and safety committee here at the city. Back in 2021, I had the opportunity to attend the Leadership Niagara Civic Leadership Program. And then last year, I was also lucky enough to attend the next level or the Next Gen Municipal Leadership Certificate as well through Brock University. So all of those have really helped me get a good understanding of my role in the municipality. I'm also enrolled currently in the Executive Diploma in Municipal Management through the AMCTO, which I will be starting in March. So it's a one-year program. So I'm really looking forward to that, to kind of dive in a little bit more and keep expanding on that.
Oh, that's exciting. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks.
So, okay, that enrollment, that course beginning is on the very immediate horizon. Do you have a wish list? Do you have I hope for in a year, five, in a couple years time, is there something that is just a, I want to enroll in this, or I want this learning, or is it just very much right now focused on this is the learning in the immediate, and I will open those doors as they present?
Yeah, I think it's one of those things where I open the doors as they present. A lot of my decisions on professional development has really come from, I get one thing done and then I decide what my next goal is. So I focus on the one task and then kind of go from there. I have a desire, of course, for all things municipal level management and being part of our senior leadership team, which I am currently a part of that team. And just bettering myself, being able to provide more to the municipality, and just there, things are constantly changing. So in addition to this, there's workshops, there's training sessions, there's webinars. I'm attending all the time just to make sure I can stay up to speed with what's happening, especially, you know, movement in a digital world and all of that. So, and any way we can align our processes to make them more convenient for the community, accessible, all of that is how we're trying to move forward.
All right. So you spoke a little bit before about women in leadership, that you were inspired by people in your earlier time here, as far as the leaders that existed. I'm good at double barrel questions, Tara. You know that. So here is one coming. So yes, your municipal career has been with the city of Welland, but in your roles, you've also been part of groups and committees and organizations that draw in other voices, other municipalities and regions, et cetera. What in seeing women across different communities in leadership roles, how have you seen that landscape change in terms of either the number of them, the position, or just the significance and importance that they are playing in, whether it's City of Welland, whether it's other communities, that just because of your sight line, you get to see firsthand? What does that landscape look like? How has it changed? Kind of what inspires you? So it's so many more than two questions, Tara.
That's okay. No, it's, you know what, I have seen a shift in the last couple of years in the landscape for women in leadership roles. There's an increased even awareness and advocacy out there for it. You know, there's changes with regards to gender equality and initiatives and things like that. Role models and inspirational figures, and then networking and support systems. There's a lot of things out there. One of the ones that pops into my head was during the municipal election. For any members of council that were women that were running, they had some extra training and information sessions held for them. So I thought that that was really important to show the importance of having having women on council, because it's been for years mostly a male dominated position. So it's nice to see those changes happening in the culture and everything. And in my experience, I've always had great support amongst the entire corporation with moving forward and all of that. So I really appreciate everyone's, even though, you know, we're trying to remove those stereotypes for women and all of that. I've never had that barrier for myself. I've always had great support from the municipality to move up the ladder. So,
all right, Tara, as we are winding down, as you are moving up the ladder and as you are seeing that change, what is that? Is there a parting thought? Is there a hope? Is there a, I'm excited about because I have 17 years of experience and in the direction that things are going, this has me hopeful. Is there a soundbite to wind us down?
Yeah. I think it's all great positive changes. You know, there is at RCLT table now, there are more women around the table than there were before. So that's a positive, and everyone works great together as a team. Not that we didn't before, but it's nice to see those changes around the table. It gives us a diverse perspectives on things. And I find that there's some increased employee engagement and positive comments coming from staff at lower levels. And then it brings in more talent and retention to the city to see that we are focusing in on those important things to ensure we have women at the table as well.
I can't think of a better way to wind down. Tara, thank you so much for speaking with me and just sharing those insights of a long-standing career in municipal governance, in municipal leadership. And I can't wait to see what else comes your way and what else you bring to the city of Welland.
Yeah, thank you.
A truly sincere thanks to Tara for speaking with me about her career and experiences in municipal government and sharing an inside view on how that landscape is changing and becoming more diverse. Thank you especially, Tara, for acknowledging the other supportive and inspiring female leaders, both past and present, here at the City of Welland. We at the City are proud to celebrate International Women's Day. That's all for this week's episode. Please be sure to check out past and future episodes at engagewelland.ca/podcast.